سبحان الله.
Today is the month of Ramadan, and Old Saffron is giving a speech in the masjid. Let's listen to what wise Old Saffron has to say today.
Fasting is something that is good for the mind, soul, and body. And so, Allah's mercy is so all-encompassing that in the holy month of Ramadan, He tells us to fast so that we may get closer to Him. If you are seriously ill, however, and fasting may be detrimental to your health, then Allah tells you that you must not fast. This shows us that Allah does not want us to harm ourselves.
Oh dear, looks like Cherry is sick in bed. How are you feeling, Cherry?
Oh, I feel awful.
Let's check that thermometer. Oh dear, it's very hot.
Sister, am I gonna die?
Don't you worry, little brother. Uncle Saffron said that taking care of the sick in the month of Ramadan is very good in the eyes of Allah.
You're gonna look after me?
You bet I am. You just take your rest.
Okay.
Here, let me fluff your pillow.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to watch some TV?
Yeah.
Here's the remote.
Oh, yeah!
I'll get you a sandwich. Since you're so ill, it might be seriously harmful for your health if you don't eat something.
Oh, right.
And I'll top it off with some tea.
I'm in heaven! Sick heaven, that is.
If you need anything else, just let me know. I'll be back to check on your thermometer. Oh, I forgot the sugar for his tea. Oh, no.
Oh dear, looks like Cherry was lying about being sick. Cherry has just been pretending to be sick in order to take the easy way out. Ghosty, aren't you going to tell Cherry off?
This deception shall not go unpunished. I'll let him have his fun for now, but I shall show him my wrath in the morrow.
You can be rather frightening when you want to be Ghosty. Well, let's see what Ghosty has planned for the next day.
Heh heh, worked like a charm. Now all I gotta do is pretend to be sick, and I'll get the treatment of a prince. Heh.
My, my, it's even hotter today.
Oh, I feel awful, Ghosty.
Don't you worry, little brother. There's a very special guest that's going to help today.
What?
Mr. Sybil wants to earn some of the divine rewards of looking after a sick person in the holy month of Ramadan.
The celeb. No! No! Not Mr. Clumsy Sybil! Anybody but him! He's a walking calamity!
Don't be mean, little brother. You're sick and Mr. Sybil is here to help.
That's right. I'm here to help. Oh no!
I'll leave you to it then.
Oh, here, let me fluff your pillow for you. Ah! Oh! Ooh, oh! Oops. I'm so sorry. Here, let me help you. Do you want to watch TV? Okay. Here. Ouch! Sorry. I'll get you a sandwich. It tastes awful! What is this? You don't like it? It's prune jam. Who eats prune jam? I don't know. Is it good? It tastes like armpit! I couldn't exactly taste it, could I? I'm fasting. Here, let me get you some tea. No! What? Oh! Ow! That's it! I'm done!
What's the matter, little brother?
Ghosty, I'm sorry. I lied. I wasn't sick.
You lied? Well,
yeah, I lied. I didn't want to fast, and I wanted to be treated like a prince. I'm sorry.
What you did was very bad. You must never lie to try and avoid what Allah has made obligatory on us. I hope you've learned your lesson.
And so the mischievous Cherry learned his lesson. A joke could very easily turn into a lie and lead to great sins and a terrible punishment from Allah. That's why Imam Sajjad said, "Keep away from little and big lies, whether you are serious or kidding. Whoever tells lies in childhood will do so in adulthood." We must guard our tongues, especially in the month of Ramadan.